If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Reasons I Want to Fuck You with a Strap-On. 1. It's been a long time since I've fucked anyone with a strap-on, so there's an element of novelty. I've half forgotten how it feels to slide inside. I'm keen to remember. 2. You have a spectacular arse. This is definitely a contributing factor. It's not one I'd considered until I sat down to think about this blog post, but yeah, your arse is especially fuckable. What's more, I think you know this, and that's extremely hot. 3. You talk about it in ways that make me melt. The other day, we were discussing a badass famous woman you fancy, the age-appropriate lead singer of that awesome band. You know, your future wife. We were noting how great she'd be in bed. I agreed that she would definitely fuck, at which point you turned to me with a wicked filthy look, declaring, "Oh yeah, she'd strap ya." And it was so hot I nearly lost control of all my muscles, just hit the deck like a puppet that's been dropped onto the floor. I want to fuck you with a strap on so, so fucking much. 4. It makes me feel some truly excellent things. The first time I tried tentatively starting to fuck you, I could never have predicted how good that would feel to my cunt. Just spooning behind you in bed, completely naked, no strap involved, holding lazily onto your waist while gently thrusting my own hips forward to meet you. Not quite dry humping so much as enthusiastically snuggling into the spoon. And then snuggling a little more enthusiastically, specifically against your arse, and precisely with my crotch, tugging ever so slightly with my hand to encourage you to push back to meet me. I couldn't have predicted the immediate, powerful cuntake that would strike me when you did exactly that. The build of this, as we escalated from rhythmic, gentle pressure to something with a little more force, was enough to do things to my body that I would never have expected such delicate movements to achieve. I wasn't going to come, but I was definitely having a really lovely time, like sitting at the back of a rattling bus with the crease of my jeans at just the right angle. When I flipped you onto your front, I was doing so because I wanted to optimise that angle. If I could wriggle one of my thighs between yours to part your legs, then fuck up against you like that, maybe I could take that bus out onto the motorway. Jesus Christ. I fucked you this way for a bit, with thrusts that grew increasingly forceful, sliding my hands up beneath your shoulders and yanking you down so your arse was squished against me. I could feel your flesh crushing up against mine, and I found myself grinding my pubic bone against the part of you that was giving me most resistance, the centre of your arse, where everything's firmer, at the tail end of that beautiful arch you were making with your back. I kept one hand under your shoulder and used the other to reach down, parting your cheeks a bit and giving a little more pressure on the instroke of every single grind, occasionally varying it by throwing in a full-on thrust or two, as if I were actually inside you in that moment. I've often complained that I struggle to have manual wanks nowadays, because I'm too used to using my ever-faithful doxy and other powerful sex toys. And although sex where you fuck my cunt does work to make me cum, I thought I'd need a lot of clit stim with power tools if my cunt was totally empty. I would never in a million years have thought I could get off with pure frotting. And yet, by grinding up against you over and over, even though there was barely any contact with my clit, I managed to get my physical body half the way to orgasm. Just from basic dry humping. although technically it wasn't dry humping so much as humping so wet you could have drowned in it, I was very turned on. Plus, I think there was some lube from where I'd finger-fucked you earlier. Whatever, though, I humped you so hard that day that, I don't know if I've told you this yet, the next day my pubic bone hurt as if it were about to bloom with bruises. That is how much I want to fuck you with a strap-on. 5. The power of fucking you like this is really, really compelling. I don't want to imply that power always rests with the person penetrating. That's reductive and simplistic and incorrect and dull. I've fucked men with my cunt in a very dominant manner. 2 particularly primal, menstrual blood-smeared riding sessions leap to mind. I've also been penetrated by men who were subby as fuck while they did it. With a particular ex, I used to love putting a butt plug in his arse, then getting him to fuck me in missionary. Threading a belt between his legs so it sat against the base of the plug, I could hold each end of the belt in one hand, then yank him into me at just the speed and depth I wanted, each stroke nudging the plug slightly as he fucked me with the exact strokes I was directing. So, penetration does not automatically equal power, and I don't get to be the alpha during sex just because I've strapped one on. However, in this particular case, with you and me, fucking you with a strap-on will definitely make me powerful. In control and on top and dominant, or however you want to put it. I'm not saying that every man I've ever fucked like this has been submissive to me in that moment, or even that you will be submissive in the way that kinky people might understand that term. I'm just saying that when I finally get to fuck you with a strap-on, it'll feel like you're submitting because you're mine. In short, I'm not the alpha because I'm pinning you down and fucking you. I'm pinning you down and fucking you because I'm the fucking alpha. That unshakable truth is what determines exactly how I'm going to fuck you. Biting your neck and gripping your shoulders and tugging you onto me while you push back and whimper. Which leads me on to the most compelling thing of all, the number one reason I want to fuck you with a strap-on. You want it so fucking much. From the very first time this was mentioned, I have never been in the slightest doubt that you want this. I can feel the want absolutely radiating from your skin as I press myself into you. It resonates through your whole body. You are trembling with it. You press back against me like I'm already halfway inside and you're thirsty for more. I can't work out which shows off your eagerness better, the way you buck and wriggle against my crotch or the throbbing rigidity of your dick crushed tight against the mattress. Most importantly, I've saved the best for last. Even if your need to get fucked in the arse weren't crying out in every detail of your body language, I'd still know you want it because you literally tell me in all the hottest ways. For the whole of the scene I describe above, you are moaning so much more than you ever have before. Earlier in this post, I implied it might be miraculous that I almost came just from humping you, but when you factor in these eager noises, it's pretty unsurprising that I got so turned on. It wasn't just the physical contact from fucking up against you. It was also the full body thrill of knowing how desperate you were for me to keep going. The fact that as each stroke connected, you would instantly whimper for more. There are many reasons I want to fuck you with a strap-on, but this is the most powerful of all. If the other reasons are scribbled in pencil on paper in the back of a notebook, this one's projected in bright neon lights on the moon. You really want me to fuck you with a strap-on. You let out deep, guttural sighs when I grind myself hard up against you. Where normally you're quiet and reserved, suddenly you find your fucking voice and it is loud. Yeses, oh fucks, please fuck me's, all the good stuff. You're literally dirty talking me for the first time since I met you, whining at me to fuck you harder, begging for my dick. You want this so fucking much. And I can't wait to give it to you. All the stories on this site exist at least in part because of my fabulous sponsors, but this piece in particular is sponsored by a shop called The Pleasure Garden, pleasuregardenshop.co.uk. They sell an absolutely incredible range of dildos and also beautiful harnesses. There are links to specific harnesses in the original piece of this audio on my site, but if you head over to pleasuregardenshop.co.uk and use the code STRAP10, you will get 10% off some of this kit if you would like to fuck someone with a strap on yourself. And if you would like to hear more hot stories read aloud, head to girlonthenet.com/audioporn.